Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Here is Gregory Keene turning a further page of the dossier on Demetrius.
So now we had another character on the scene. Peter Ridgway's sister, Margaret. Our luck was appalling. Through her, Ridgway had slipped through our fingers for the second time, and I was on the mat with my immediate chief, Colonel Fentress. He had rather a large stick to wave, too. There wasn't a chance in the world of Ridgway going near Sally Jones's place again. And we hadn't a clue in the world whose car he'd been in when he escaped, who the little fat man driving was, or where he was going to hide out next. And Ridgway was our one and only lead on Demetrius.
It's 3 weeks. 3 weeks since this fellow Demetrius stepped off that plane at north of the aerodrome. In that time, you've got no further towards him than you were then. Now, what's the matter with you?
I can't get my crystal ball in focus.
No? Well, these people don't seem to be doing so badly with theirs. Carl Scannell was murdered. The American was murdered. His camera disappeared. A fellow called Piggy Quinn, who was a fence for stolen cameras, was murdered. Ridgway is still at large. They're trying to kill this girl, Hady Bergnaum. And so, help me, Keene, you don't even know what it's all about.
Well, what do you want me to do, Colonel? Ask to be relieved?
Look here, Keene, I know you must be up against it, but surely you've overlooked something. Good grief, this isn't Chicago, this is London. People don't rush about killing people in London without leaving some sort of a trail behind them.
Peter Ridgway's left a trail behind him. It's a mile wide, I just can't catch him. Frayne and his chaps at the Yard can't catch him. Now, take this car he turned up in at Larkspur Street this morning. It had dummy plates. It was a fast make, of which there are 60,000 odd in the metropolitan area. And it's because we don't know what the whole infernal business is about that we've no point to start from.
I'm not happy about Ridgway, no?
Neither am I.
Chap with a splendid record. Not a mark of any sort against him. Something funny somewhere.
Well, the same applies to Mitchell. But Ridgway is still the only pointer we have.
What are you doing about his sister?
Oh, I'm working on a stunt to force Ridgway to get in touch with her. She's in a flat in Fenchurch House. Frayne has four men working in shifts. She's never out of their sight till she enters the building.
You've missed somewhere, Keene. There must be somewhere to get at Demetrius besides Peter Ridgway. Look here. You absolutely certain about the Bergner girl?
I saw that car go up onto the curb and miss her by a millimeter. Oh, it's open and shut. Ridgway and Mitchell are in this thing with Demetrius. They must be. They want the girl out of the way, like the American Godovsky, because of something significant that happened on the plane. Something that could give them away. I tell you, Colonel Fentress, you can't look at that girl in any other light.
You don't have to get so impassioned, my dear chap. Nothing personal in it, is there?
What? Oh. No, of course not. Nothing of the kind.
I'd take you off the affair in 5 seconds if I thought there was. Now, what about Digby Mitchell? He's gone into hiding too, has he?
Frayne has a warrant out for him. Suspicion of being an accomplice before and after the fact. Mm.
Just a minute. Fentress? Yes, he's here. It's for you.
Oh, thanks. Hello. Keene speaking.
Is that Major Keene?
Yes, Keene speaking.
This is Eustace Manley.
Oh, yes.
Can I see you somewhere tonight?
Yes. At the embankment.
You know I can't afford to be seen running in and out of your headquarters. And besides, the place gives me the horrors.
Hmm. Where then?
The Red Feathers.
Why there particularly?
Because I often go there, and you've been seen there. And nobody will dream we're meeting each other, of course.
I'll be there at 9 o'clock. What's it about?
I'll tell you tonight. And you won't forget. It's cash on delivery with me, Major Keene.
If you deliver, Manninley. 9 o'clock.
Eustace Manninley?
Yes, the informer. I've had him working on the polls for information about who killed Piggy Quinn. It's a long shot, but it might lead to something.
Old man, I hope it does. I don't want to have to come down on you, but something has to be done, Keene. And it has to be done pretty darn soon.
I'm not making any excuses, Colonel. I've covered a lot of ground, and once I lay my hands on Ridgeway, I'll break this thing in a week.
Well, you'd better, that's all. Because if we don't get some action soon, they'll be putting pressure on me to break something else.
Me?
You've been in the service long enough to know, Jim. Oh, good hunting.
Hey, what do you want to whistle that a tune for? What are you going to do, eh?
You can read, can't you, Mazzotti? Read the evening paper. There. Aloud.
A high-speed chase in Knightsbridge. Alleged the murderer escapes police trap.
Ridgeway from the girl's place. The girl you had working for you here, Mazzotti. The girl you let Cuts take away from you single-handed. You and your two strong-armed men.
Now, wait a minute. He's a jumpus. If he could have got in, why couldn't Ridgeway, eh? That's what we think. Anyone could have made a mistake.
Listen, I know where to lay my hands on a million. Some of it in dollars, some of it in unframed canvases, most of it in stones. You could get the lot in a cabin trunk, Mazzotti, but I can't make the first move until Ridgeway's done for. Ridgeway's the one person who can convince MI5 where Haiti stands. And if they look hard enough at Haiti, if they go back far enough, they'll learn through Haiti who I am. And if they know that, we'll never get away, any of us. That's why I want Ridgeway, but you had to let him through your fingers.
Well, it's not my fault. We kind of have a shooting here. This guy Cuts, he's a taken away, and...
This is your last chance, Mazzotti. And it's all yours. I should have had that haul by now. I should have been in Portugal on my way to Cuba. You'll have to do better this time, Mazzotti.
Well, what do you want me to do, eh?
You're going to get that girl Sally Jones tonight and bring her to the sanatorium.
But Ridgeway don't come near her place no more.
He was hiding with her for just on 3 weeks, wasn't he? She might know where he is now. And if you couldn't make her talk, Bookman will.
Okay, okay. She's a talk. What about after, eh?
That'll be your job, too. You don't suggest we should pass her back into circulation, do you, Mazzotti?
No. After she's been to Buckman's, she don't go back nowhere.
Well, don't bungle it this time, Mazzotti. We want that girl tonight.
Okay, okay. You got her.
Yes, what is it, Haiti?
You have to get away from here. Keane's downstairs.
Has he seen you yet?
No.
You'd better go down and look out for him till I'm clear.
Yes, but go at once.
All right, Mazzotti, spring to it. And be at the sanatorium with the girl tonight.
Hello, Keane.
Hello, Haiti.
Here to see me?
Uh-huh.
More questions or just me?
Just you.
What's the matter, darling? You don't look very pleased with yourself.
Well, I'm not. I have a job to do, and I'm falling flat on my face.
Don't let it worry you, darling. Take me home again tonight, please.
Listen, Haiti. I wish you'd leave this place. Get away from it. Get away from the whole atmosphere of it.
But why, darling? These sort of places are all the same. You just don't let yourself be touched by them. And Mazzotti pays me well enough.
But there are things going on here, Haiti, that are bound to touch you. They're only waiting to round up the whole ring. And Tony Mazzotti will be put away for 15 years.
What? Whatever for?
Narcotics. There are people behind him they want to catch.
Oh. Oh, but I didn't dream of anything like that. That's dreadful.
And that's why I'd like you to get out of here. Where are you going now?
It's just on 10 o'clock. I have to sing. Wait for me now.
I'm so sorry. But you got up so quickly. Really, I don't see why people can't look where they're going. Did I spill any of the drink on you?
No, it's perfectly all right. But you won't mind getting out of my way now, will you?
It'll be a pleasure.
I'll be back in a little while, Keane, darling.
Clear off, Manningley. I'll see you back there in 5 minutes. Mazzotti should do something about his hot water system. It's stone cold.
You have to let it run. Do Did you bring a little something for me?
Wait till that chap's gone, you fool.
Hand me over one of those towels, would you, old man?
No, thanks. All right, he's gone. Let's have it, Manley.
For 20.
For a chap who's been an informer as long as you have, you should know the drill by now. What have you got for us?
It's about Piggy Quinn.
Well, what about Piggy Quinn?
There's a pole who used to work on the Black. He got into an argument with some other poles in a pub near Leicester Square. They knocked him about. It was quite brutal.
Yes, yes, come along, Manley, get to the point.
Well, because he was beaten up, he's spreading it about that he knows who killed Piggy Quinn.
Who?
A man called Yachty Bloom, who works for someone else. Now, do I get the 20?
Yachty Bloom, eh? You've heard of him. Yes, you get your 20. And for once, Manley, you've earned it. Yachty Bloom was on our list of black market poles, but that wasn't the only reason we'd had our eye on him. We thought he had something to do with the forged papers racket, the racket Carl Scammell had been in. So we had Demetrius and Godowski's camera and Yachty Bloom and the murder of Quinn, the camera dealer. The next question stuck out a mile. How soon could we get hold of Yachty Bloom?
MI5 spread the net for Yachty Bloom in the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.